Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So to Italy then, where in the last hour there have been reports of another migrant boat tragedy. Reports from Reuters news agency say that 41 have died in the shipwreck off the coast of Lampedusa. The latest on this, I'm joined on the line by Nick Squires, Italy correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. Nick, good morning. What have you been able to establish at this point?
Good morning. So the details that we're receiving are that a metal boat full of 45 migrants left the port of Sfax on the coast of Tunisia some days ago. Now, supposedly after just a few hours, a very large wave capsized the boat. Of those 45 migrants, only four people survived. They're men and women from Ivory Coast and Guinea. Now, according to them, they managed to survive floating in the water for some time, maybe for some days. They were then picked up by a bulk carrier, a large vessel under the Maltese flag. And from there, they were transferred to an Italian Coast Guard patrol boat. They were rescued and they were brought to the island of Lampedusa this morning.
How far is Sfax from Lampedusa? How popular is this route?
It's very popular. It's only Sfax is just 80 miles from Lampedusa. Lampedusa is the southernmost scrap of Italian territory. So it's pretty close. Sfax has become, in the last few months, a very well-used gateway for migrants leaving Tunisia, particularly sub-Saharan migrants leaving Tunisia. And we've seen a surge in the numbers of those people trying to cross the Med since about March, when the president, the autocratic president of Tunisia, came out with statements which blamed black sub-Saharan Africans for attempting to change the demographic makeup of Tunisia. Now, critics say that's untrue, that it's racist language, but certainly it's propelled a lot of those people to try to reach Europe.
And because this route is so popular, it is ordinarily quite well patrolled by the Italian Navy, amongst others. There's been quite a significant number of people picked up or rescued in this route recently.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing record numbers this year. So far this year, more than 90,000 people have migrants and refugees have reached Italy from the coast of North Africa. We think that at least 1,800 people have died, have drowned, trying to make that passage. But that 90,000 total is double what we had by this time last year. So there's really been a big surge. Of course, some people are picked up by rescue boats operated by NGOs, but those NGOs themselves have been cracked down upon by the government of Giorgia Meloni that has very much restricted their activities. So the NGO is saying that they could be rescuing more people, but they're not able to do so.
The response of the right-wing Meloni government in Italy to previous disasters at sea, I think specifically off the coast of Calabria, was to stiffen the penalties, but not to increase the aid. Stiffen the penalties to the traffickers, I mean, but not increase the aid to migrants or interventions at sea. Will they face criticism over this now, do you think, or is there no political capital to be gained by any political party by supporting migrants at sea?
I think it's probably the latter case. I mean, I think opinion polls here suggest continuing fairly solid support for the Meloni government and fairly solid support for their migration policy. As you say, they did stiffen the penalties for people traffickers, but very often the people traffickers are not caught. So for boats will be launched from the coast of Libya or the coast of Tunisia, and they contain only migrants and refugees. There's no traffickers on board. They just tell the people, right, head in that direction, head north. Here's a bit of water, possibly. Here's some fuel. Keep going until you're rescued. So for the traffickers, it's a fairly low risk business.
Her party, the Brothers of Italy party, wouldn't be the first European political party to promise that they were going to curb migration and to reduce the numbers and fail very, very badly in doing so. Is there anybody anywhere in Italy having the conversation about overhauling immigration policy?
Yeah, I mean, there was a headline, a big story in just one of the Italian papers yesterday, accusing, or rather saying that the the government's policies or the government's efforts to try to forge an accord with Tunisia to crack down on the number of boats leaving has been a failure. So Ms. Meloni, the Prime Minister, has visited Tunisia about three times in the last couple of months to draw up an accord with the president there to give more money to Tunisia and to get an assurance from the Tunisians that they will stop the boats from leaving for Italy. That appears not to have worked, at least not so far. I mean, it's an incredibly difficult problem that successive governments in Italy have failed to resolve. As you say, Meloni promised to crack down on the boats. It's proved very difficult in practice to do so.
Nick Squires of The Telegraph, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Coming up after the break, to the United States, where polling in the US Republican presidential primary seems to have become a one-horse race.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.